Hi, it's Soup.
And Soup.
And today on the Alphabet with Soups, H is for home. I have songs about home from Diana Ross, LCD Sound System, Sun Ra, and some more coming up in the next hour, along with some discourse from our MC Soup.
You're tuned into KVSHLP, or maybe you're listening online at voiceofashon.com. Either way, welcome. Stay tuned. We love having you here.
Sleep, but I've been Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
We started the set today on Alphabet with Soups with House by the Sea from Iron and Wine, and Our House by Crosby, Stills and Nash. Playing right now is Anderson .Paak with the instrumental version of Come Home.
Housing hasn't always been easy for this bowl of soup. I found myself more often than not hopping around rather than settling in. Going to Vashon, or getting to Vashon initially, was based on some very interesting events involving a salamander and a dream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This island has grown pretty sentimental since then. Just on Vashon alone, I found myself living in a tiny sauna, an unfurnished garage, one of those trek bed camper deals, and a spare laundry area.
Yeah, my last room was a closet, and now I live in an RV from 1990.
I haven't been able to really find a living situation in the range that I've been making in the past 10 years. And I've sort of made it in this area by trading additional services such as cleaning and grocery pickup, childcare, art teaching, and other such services.
Today on Alphabet with Soups, H is for Housing. You're listening to Voice of Vashon, broadcast locally at 101.9 FM KVSH LP.
I'm looking back now thinking maybe I was wrong. I've been so out of place and it's been for so long. I wrote about it, think I made a billion songs, but nothing would ever heal the wound. No, nothing would ever seal the wound. No,
with love and care. Say you wanna move in
from the 1982 album True Democracy. You just heard the song Your House by Steel Pulse. Before that, Diana Ross with It's My House. And an interlude from the album Isolation by Cal Uchis titled Coming Home. If you just tuned in to KVSH, this is The Alphabet with Soups, a show made at Voice of Vashon in Sunrise Ridge. You can find the full episode tomorrow and for the next 2 weeks on voiceofvashon.com under the Shows tab. Today, H is for home, and here on Vashon, we have people working on making sure everyone in our community has a home.
Executive Director of Vashon Household, Jason Johnson, has this to say. Vashon Household provides access to quality, safe, affordable housing for low and moderate income islanders to preserve and foster the economic and cultural diversity of the community. Vashon Household is a nonprofit organization on Vashon Island that has served the island since 1990, helping to house currently more than 200 islanders with deeply affordable housing in a community where access to housing is difficult and often feels impossible. Vashon Household provides affordable homeownership at three community land trusts, Roseballen, Sunflower, and Co-Housing, and rental housing at four sites, JG Commons, Mukai Commons, Ernesi Apartments, and Charter House. Affordability is critically important, but equally valuable is the quality of housing and the sense of stability and community a home provides. Vashon needs to remain a community where essential workers such as nurses, teachers, restaurant workers, artists, musicians, vet techs, and others can afford, live, and be contributing members of this community. It should also be a place where seniors and people on fixed incomes can remain safely housed. Vashon Household helps to make this wonderful place accessible to all. Vashon Household helps to make this place home.
Yes, thank you to Jason and everyone at Vashon Household. Playing right now is The Sheltering Sky by King Crimson. And up next we have
with a view. I'm just an animal looking for days for a minute or two. And you love me till my heart stops, love me till I'm dead. Eyes that light up, eyes look through you, cover up the blank spots, hit me on the head and say,
You just heard a song from a band that used to practice in my living room in the U District. Probably my favorite one of theirs, that was Basement Window by Super Nowhere. Playing right now is Good to Be Back Home by Charles Bradley.
It's the Alphabet with Soups, and today is H for Home. Home is wherever we feel safest, and for me, there isn't a much safer place than under a blanket in a warm house, snuggled up with a book. The fact that I get to do that on an island where community shines through is a pretty fantastic bonus. While community is strong, finding traditional housing can be rather difficult here.
My favorite podcast is called Flash Forward, where they do little glimpses of what the future could be in different situations, and there's one episode called Home Sweet Home, where they bring up a lot of good examples of social housing in places like Vienna and Finland, along with statistics that back up the idea that everyone having safe housing is both affordable and possible. So if you want to know more facts about that, it's a really good place to find it. Here in Seattle, we have Plymouth Housing, which is a housing first program, and that's great, but it's still, you know, not so great in a lot of ways. but it's a step in the right direction. And knowing where you're going to sleep and having a safe place to keep your stuff is really necessary before any type of treatment or other help can take place. And I just think it's something that's really important that people sometimes don't think about enough.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I'm really a supporter of the Housing First programs. Up next, we have Gil Scott-Heron. Home is where the hatred is.
Kick it, quit it, God, but did you ever try? trusted me so that I dared to knock at the door of the cosmos. Love and life interested me so that I dared to knock at the door of the cosmos.
We just heard Home is a Fire from Pacific Northwest band Death Cab for Cutie from their 2011 album Codes and Keys. Earlier this year, I had the opposite of a fire. There was a big puddle of rainwater pooling in the ceiling in our living room.
Oh, and my goodness.
Yeah, it kept getting worse and worse, and there was drips like all over the place, you know.
Haunted house.
Yeah, but just like right inside the door. Eventually, one time while I was sitting at the dining room table, it just collapsed, and it happened so fast. And there was a little waterfall that lasted like 3 minutes, followed by the insulation from the ceiling falling all over the place.
That sounds just awful.
Yeah, I screamed, I think.
I would be terrified. I would think there was a war started.
I mean, we knew it was coming, so it was a little bit not too scary. But in the months and years before that incident, I had the pleasure of living in multiple community-oriented houses where we would cook and clean together and play music and instruments and watch movies and TV. Especially during the beginning of the pandemic, I think it was really important for me to be around people that I loved and got along with. It was just so nice.
Yeah, for sure.
I know of several intentional communities that did a really amazing job at getting procedures in place before the government even started giving us any sort of direction or warning. One of the most notable ones was Sharingwood in Woodingville. They have some medical professionals and social workers living there, so they were a little bit ahead of it, and they had stuff set up for all of the older, like, retired people that were at risk, got immediately replaced by the younger people that lived there in their little community jobs that they had, and it was really effective.
That's really thoughtful.
Yeah, they did really well. Playing right now is Door of the Cosmos by Sun Ra, and I wanted to talk about Sun Ra for a minute because he's really cool. He's an American jazz composer, band leader, piano and synthesizer player, a poet known for his experimental music, cosmic philosophy, prolific output, and theatrical performances, not to mention the costumes are fantastic. We're listening to one of his songs right now, and I've played a couple more for you in earlier episodes. One of the things that I found most intriguing about him is his band, The Orchestra. The original members met in Chicago, where they soon moved together to New York, and they started living communally in a building to save money. And by living together, they could practice more often, and it seems like they did constantly. But along with that, they had a little book club to talk about things other than music. And so they published a few little leaflets and stuff to distribute, which I thought was really cute. And when their building went up for sale in New York, they moved together again to Germantown in Philadelphia, where they weren't living together in the same house anymore, but they were living in the same neighborhood and became really cherished members of the community with things like operating a corner store and making regular appearances at the local radio station.
Aww.
And I thought that was so nice. And that's such a nice idea for a band to do collectively. I think that that's an incredible thing.
Yeah, that's a genius, really. Cut down on commute time, for sure.
MZ, what does your ideal house look like? Are there other people living there with you?
Oh, Yeah, my ideal house looks like a home made with cob. And planned with concepts of gardening and storing produce all tied in. I want root cellars in my basement. I want little cleaning stations in my garden. I'd love a north-facing greenhouse attached to my home, watered by my gray water tank. A root cellar I can access through my home, ideally my kitchen. And I want a wood-burning sauna that fits 10 people so I can relax and unwind with all my homies. In a perfect world, I would have a huge community kitchen and tiny cabins throughout so people could have affordable housing.
I forgot that we get along so well because we want the same things. Oh my gosh. It sounds so nice. A 10-person sauna sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I have the rest of this song and also another song from Sun Ra up next after this.
You'll find that happiness lies Thank you.
You just heard the song Home by LCD Sound System. Before that, Sun Ra, Back in Your Own Backyard. And playing right now on our way out is Freddie Gibbs and Madlib with the instrumental version of their song Home. You can find extended playlists on Spotify at the link under the shows tab for Alphabet with Soups. This one is like 3 hours long. Sorry.
Thanks for listening to this week's Alphabet with Soups. The soup of the week is Mulneng Myokon, a delicious, tangy, cold buckwheat noodle soup that comes from Korean culture.
I haven't quite decided exactly what the topic is for next week, so we'll see how that goes. It'll be interesting.
And we'll hear what we knows while we wiggle our toes. Whatever you're tuning in from, wherever, I hope it's warm and secure and cozy and you have a wonderful day. Okay. I love you. Bye.